Thanks, Lydia.
Come on down, kids. Welcome. That was lovely and amazing and beautiful.
Thank you. Nice
to have you here. Welcome to KXLU again, Jennifer and Eddie. And welcome, Richard. Have you ever been here?
No, I never.
Oh, I need you to pull the...
These two have been.
The mic, uber close. Super,
okay.
Super close. Yeah. Got to kiss it a little bit.
Yeah, Eddie and Jennifer have been here before.
So let's talk about that. Last time our paths crossed, you were part of Elephonic. Where has the journey taken you since then?
Well, actually, we're still with most of Elephonic.
Okay.
But Anne has gone on a solo project for now, so we're on hiatus, but we plan to still do a lot of Elephonic in the future.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Because how many records did you got? You guys had that one EP that came out.
It was one EP.
Was there anything else that I missed?
That was it. Just a lot of shows and a lot of stuff that never made it onto an album, but that's what we're planning.
Some
and this is
also.
Eddie, the DJ from the other
right.
band, the Turntablist.
Okay, no, I recognize. Oh, wait, got to talk into the mic. I know. I'm sorry. So you're on hiatus from Elephonic, and then tell me about the birth of Una and how it all came to be and this process.
I wanted to be schooled in production.
Uh-huh.
And Richard's a master. So I said, okay, I'm going to pick him as my mentor if he'll have me.
Okay.
So we just embarked on these projects and then we decided we're just going to do something with
How long ago was that?
That was about a year and a half ago.
Okay. So it's been about a year and a half in the make. The EP came out when?
September was our launch.
Okay.
September.
So I didn't get a hold of it until a couple months later, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. We were slow on mailing it out.
It's okay.
But you guys were among the first that we sent to, so.
Awesome. Well, now, I've really enjoyed it. I've played repeatedly, and every time I do play it is Angels at My Door. Now, that's a remake, right?
Right.
And what inspired that?
Well,
it's a cool song.
It's a great song. A friend of mine played this song for me years ago. And
when did it originally come out? Yeah, as close to as close to that microphone as you can get.
It's actually originally a Manfred Mann
song. Right, Manfred Mann. And what year was that, do you know?
Oh, gosh. I think it was like 87, maybe. It was in one of his last recordings as, I think it was Manfred Mann and the Earth Band or something like
exactly.
that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what when I looked
and
it up.
I never heard the original track. I just heard this friend of mine's version of it. And so I always wanted to do the song. And then when we started Una, I was thinking, oh, this would be a great song for Jennifer because it's got, you know, all that great...
Well, it's a little dark.
It's dark, song, but it's got that lovely possibility for vocal, female vocal. And we just worked on it until trying to make it as simple as possible.
Well, it came out gorgeous. I really think it came out absolutely gorgeous. So... what's going on? Do you guys have any shows coming up? I mean, I was looking. You played the Hotel Cafe way back when. What's going on?
Well, we're intensely recording right now. We just came out of the studio. I feel like I haven't come up for air in a few days, but we have a show on Sunday at Molly Malone's.
Okay.
And actually, we're a part of a great lineup that night.
Is that the one on Fairfax?
Yeah, it's on Fairfax.
Okay.
If you guys want to look it up, it's on the internet, the calendar, but it has the list of the bands. It's Narcoterrorists, Scientific Lifestyle, and Aaron Williams and us, and it's just going to be great.
What time is that on?
I think it's going to start at 8.
I'm sorry, did you say Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
So that is
April
the 22nd at 8 o'clock at Molly Malone's. Una is going to be part of the lineup. And then after that, anything coming up?
What do we have next?
We're trying to finish our LP. We've going to include the same songs on the EP, and
okay.
then we're going to add another 5, 6, 7 songs.
Oh, wow. Okay, so a full length. Okay. And it's going to be called something different?
We don't have a title yet.
Okay.
So we're kind of like toying with some ideas, but basically we're just all wrapped up in trying to make that happen. And
projected date? No, too early to tell.
June. But I'm kind of scared to say that. I think it's going to be June, though. We're pushing for that.
Okay.
Really hard.
June's coming close, huh? Yeah.
And that last song, She-Wolf, is going to be on that. So.
Excellent. What else do we need to know about this little venture project?
Eddie?
Eddie's
got a whole other life, too.
Eddie's losing his voice, so he says, excuse me.
I'm staying quiet in the background.
Okay. Why don't you actually introduce your bandmates here.
All right. This is Richard Larson, and he's our keyboard guitarist extraordinaire. And this is Eddie, our master turntablist. I've known him since freshman year in college.
Next week.
And I have a lot of secrets. No, I'm just kidding. And I'm Jennifer.
And you, Eddie and Jennifer and Anne, you guys all met, right, at Occidental? Am I running that?
We all went to college.
And when did you guys graduate?
99.
99, and you've been together since doing these music projects?
Pretty much.
I think that's a cool story.
Yeah, we waited until I got back from South America. And then once I was back, I was like, oh, let's do something.
Because in Elephonic, Jennifer, do you sing?
No.
No. Okay. So right. So keyboards. I was correct. Right. You did keyboards. Okay. So the
multi.
So how is it now to be singing instead?
Well, let me tell that story.
Okay. Okay.
Well, Jennifer came to me with the cassette recording of Hate, and it was just a cassette recording.
Right.
But I heard there was something in the voice or the song. I don't know. It just really moved me, and I said to her, you know, when I was working with Elephonic, producing some things that we got to do that song. So like almost 2 years went by
until
I said, let's get back in the studio. And so I hooked up a microphone. I was in the other room, and I said, okay, I'm just gonna throw down the music track, and I'm playing the music track, and Jennifer starts singing, and I got up from my chair. I walked into the next room and I looked. I said, and that's the keyboard player.
That's a great story. So you were honing a new skill, sort of.
Yeah.
And doing a great job. I mean, doing an amazing job, actually.
I really have a lot to thank Dennis Parnell. He's my voice teacher, and he's awesome. He's great. He gives me a lot of confidence.
Now, I would have never known that that was a sort of a new adventure for you.
I always sang in the shower.
Did you? All right, so this is what I'm thinking. I'm going to let you tell me which track from here we should send off the folks with here, and then I would like to invite you guys to come back when you guys get this LP finished and come back and do another set, and let's launch that CD when it's ready. What shall we send the kids off with?
On track one.
Track one. You want to announce that? Jonah.
This is Jonah.
Una.
This is Una.
Una. And the next track is Jonah. And actually, I have a couple CDs in here, which I'm going to insist these guys sign for me so I can give to you.
Thanks a lot for inviting us.
Oh, absolutely. It really is nice to have you back. And please know that the doors of KXLU are open to you anytime.
Thanks,
and thank you for blipping on my radar and for staying on my radar.
Aww, thanks,
so this is Jonah by Una. And I'll give away a few CDs a little later in the program. I'm going to have them sign them. KXLU 88.9 FM, Los Angeles. You're in the Euro Lounge.